Is there anything else you would like to share?
I mean, you know, working here has its ups and downs. For instance, my hours, primarily good, you know. I make a decent amount of money. I don't do too much because the residents are at work. But, man, when I first started and the kids were younger, they loved me. Man, they'd give me high fives and we'd have special handshakes. Then, you know, things change. The kids stop talking after like 12, 13. It's like a light bulb flashes in their head. I'm a billionaire's child, and you and I aren't friends. Holiday tipping? I barely get tips. I got a couple of $40 tips during the holidays, man. $40 tips. From a building probably worth $50 billion. I mean, you know, it's okay, because I take pride in my job. I know whose car is whose, who sits in the front seat, the passenger side, the back seat, lifting things to the trunk, sometimes for no money, for the richest people in the world. But you know, I didn't finish school, so it's my fault, and I don't know how to do anything else. I just work for this particular industry. I'm from the Bronx. I wake up every day, and I do what I have to do to survive. I'm basically dependent on the only talent I have, and it just so happens I'm talented at it.
I mean, I know one day I can live in this building if I put my mind to it. But what if I don't want to live in this building? What if being ultra successful makes you inhuman? I'm fine with sold out shows, 200, 300 people there, my core supporters downloading music and purchasing my merchandise. I'm fine with providing them art to hold onto, not diluting the content. You know, I've asked some people, what were your favorite Mickey Fax songs? And I got over 200 responses with over 250 song titles in less than an hour. I was blown away. These are numbers that may not mean much to the bigger artists, but to me, I'm grateful that I'm able to deliver my art to the people and not worrying about being ridiculed. That's what 740 Park Avenue means to me. I do this for my culture still, forevermore. From the Black Apple, truly yours, Fags.
Thank you.